coming to Acts 13. We got a couple of really good verses in Acts this morning. Acts 13, verses 36 through 39. David, of course, having completed the work God set out for him, has been in the grave, dust, and ashes for a long time now. But the one God raised up, no dust and ashes for him. I want you to know, my very dear friends, that it is on account of this resurrected Jesus that the forgiveness of your sins can be promised. He accomplishes in those who believe everything that the law of Moses could never make good on. But everyone who believes in this raised up Jesus is declared good and right and whole before God. What a precious promise, not only for us, but for those that we come in contact with every day who are not saved. The old covenant is no longer. We live in the time of the new covenant, and the blood of Jesus is good enough for all of us and anyone out there who is not saved. Let's stand and let's say this very last verse together. Amen. I love this. Yes, this is what the good news is all about. But everyone who believes in this raised up Jesus is declared
good and right and whole before God.
So this morning, as you praise and worship him, stand there knowing that you are declared before him good and right, and you're whole before God.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.